The tendering process for Dublin's whitewater rafting project has been postponed because of recent increases in construction costs. The project was due to go out for a cost estimate this month before a final decision was made on its future. Our Dublin correspondent John Kilrain has been following the story. What's happened, John?
Well, essentially the tendering process was due to start in June. They were going to test the market. But considering what's been going on in the market, huge price jumps, supply problems, a lot of difficulty getting tenders because people don't know if they can get steel, they don't know what the price is going to be, so forth. And with housing the priority, the Dublin City Council Chief Executive Owen Keegan has decided that this can wait. And they want to concentrate. It's bad enough getting the hit on housing. So they're going to put this off for 2 or 3 months to see if there's going to be any stability returning to the construction market, and then perhaps resume the project then.
What do councillors think?
Well, the council, Dublin City Councillors had okayed this project back in December 2019, even after the initial estimated cost had jumped from 12 to 22 million. But in the public outcry that followed, for some reason this has aroused a lot of bad public reaction.
And yes,
this has gone into government as well, with government ministers coming out against it. And since then, a lot of councillors who had voted in favour of it are now against it. And it remains to be seen. It's doubtful that the project would get passed if the cost was put back to city councillors. But and considering there's going to be an increase, considering the increase in construction costs, but we'll just have to see. But I mean, it has aroused a lot of controversy. When you think about the National Aquatic Centre, which was completed in 2003, in today's money, that would have cost 75 million. That didn't arouse nearly as much opposition as this has, but this has caught the public imagination in a very negative way.
John Kilrain, thank you.